You know, so fun to watch, just watching everybody do that. It's interesting because when you do a game like that and there's very little instructions, all of a sudden you realize someone in the group has to start taking charge, don't they? I mean, we're going like, what do we do? What do we do? They gave some instructions, but what do we do? I saw some people going, all right, you get back there. You go over here. Come over here. We're going to need a line over here. Get more over there. It takes something. When you have teamwork going on, you got to work as a team, right? And so you got to do some certain things and make sure it's happening. You got to get involved. You got to get vocal. You got to move around a little bit, but in that, can you imagine if we just had one person? If we just had one person over there, it would be very difficult to get it because you can't even obey the rules that way, right? Or if you did, let's say you patted one back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, got all the way up here, and then went back there for the second one, you would still lose, right? Because everybody else is moving them over in masses, right? So every person is needed. Every person on a team is needed. It's just like, oh, they don't need me. Oh, they don't want me. No, no, you're important. You're needed and you're appreciated. So remember that there's, for those of you who do some gaming, there's a thing, I think it goes like EA Sports. It's in the game, right? It's in the game. I wanted to say something like LFF, get in the game or something, you know, or God's great team, get in the game. I mean, so I want to talk this morning about getting in the game, getting in the game. Yeah. It's one thing to root for somebody. It's one thing to watch them. It's one thing to be on the sidelines. It's another thing to be in the game. And I think God wants us in the game. I don't think he created us to sit on the sideline and just root. Although sometimes we do, right? Because our teams shift. Offense is out there. Defense is rooting. Defense is out there. Offense is rooting. So there are times for that. But we're all trying to get out there in the game. And even if it's special teams or some other aspect, we're trying to get into the game. Into the game. And I was thinking about the Super Bowl and I came across this. I saw this online and it talked about, said this, my cousin has two tickets for the 2018 Super Bowl, both box seats. He paid $3,500 for each ticket. Can you imagine paying that much money for the tickets? But didn't realize when he bought them last year that he was going to be on the same day as his wedding. If you are interested, he is looking for someone to take his place for free. The wedding is at the Church of God at 6 p.m. Her name is Jenna. She's 5'6", about 130 pounds, good cook and loves to cuddle. She'll be the one in the beautiful dress up front. So, whew, be a little tight on Super Bowl stuff. It's interesting that Super Bowl, this day, is the biggest sales for Winco. Beats Thanksgiving, beats Christmas, all of that. This is the biggest day of sales, and I think it is for a lot of stores. Roughly 28 million pounds of potato chips will be eaten. 1.33 billion chicken wings. 1.33 billion chicken wings. 139 million pounds of avocados are consumed during the game. 200 million if you count the whole day, all right? 8 million pounds of popcorn. 60% of all takeout orders for Super Bowl Sunday are pizza. A commercial is $5 million every 30 seconds. And $14.1 billion will be spent for Super Bowl Sunday in food, decorations, and team apparel. Each person out here, on the average, all of us are going to spend $75 for Super Bowl Sunday. And if you win, the winning team gets $112,000. The losing team gets $56,000, roughly half the price, half the purse. But at Super Bowl 52, what's special about it? There's no team to root for. It's interesting, if you look at the map, this is the map of people rooting. All of the green there is for the Eagles. A little bit up there. And a few around the Dallas area because I think the Eagles are their rivals and that's why they're rooting for the other team there. But it's just, Patriots, not so much this year. There's two Coug alums on the Eagles team. Destiny Vaeo, I think, defensive tackle number 97. Dom Williams, a wide receiver. He's on injured reserve, so he won't be in, but he'll get a ring if they win. I also like the fact that Nick Foles is the quarterback for the Eagles. Nick is a very, well, Carson also, who's the guy? Carson Wentz was the quarterback, and then he got injured. Very, very strong, outspoken Christian. So was Nick Foles. Very, very strong, outspoken Christian. When he is done with football, his plans are, he's taking seminary classes now, he plans on going into the ministry. He wants to be a pastor. I think amongst the youth, he wants to pastor people. So I just thought, wow, that gave me great reason that's probably why I'm going to root for the Eagles for sure. But you think about the team. Joining the right team, I think, is important, isn't it? I mean, if you look back at the Patriots, I'm sure that they're really happy. The last number of years, it's been good to be a Patriot, hasn't it? I mean, pretty awesome. What if you joined the Cleveland Browns during that time? The Cleveland Browns. What if you're on the Cleveland Browns team? Not so much fun, right? Not so much fun. You know, for the first 6 years of the team's inception in 1946, 1951, in 6 years, they only lost a total of 8 games. They only lost 8 games. In the last 6 years, they've lost 72 games. 72 games. I mean, this year they're 1-15. Ouch. Ouch. And one team didn't show up, and that's why, no, I'm just... It's not fun to play for a losing team. They do, however, get the number one draft pick overall, so that's if they haven't traded it away, I guess. But we're all on God's team. We're all on God's team. And I took a look at the score at the end here as we're on his team. I took a look at the end here, and guess what? We win, ladies and gentlemen. We win. I mean, it's huge. I mean, we win in earth-shattering fashion, by the way. It's absolutely incredible. We cream the enemy. We smear the enemy. We kill the enemy. It is incredible. We are in this to win it, right? And we do. We're on God's team. We're on His team. All selected by God. By the way, all of us in the first round. We have no third round or free agents out here. God drafted you. God selected you. God wanted you. He wants you. And you're all in the first round. And He didn't just speculate on you. He doesn't just pick some people. He didn't pick junky players just because they could stay under the salary cap. We all play for free anyway, right? Because you have huge potential. He's got this idea as a coach that he drafted you onto his team because you have amazing potential and he wants to develop you. He wants to coach you. He wants to grow you. He wants you to see what you can accomplish under his tutelage, under his coaching, under his mentoring, under his leadership. What your life can become. How wonderful it can be. How exciting that it can be. He values you. God values you and the contribution he has destined. He has destined. He has written it into your future for you to make on his team. 1 Corinthians talks about this concept in chapter 12, verses 14 through 18. He's talking about his team, you and me. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many, many. Whether you're talking about a natural body, we're made of many members, or the spiritual body of Christ he's talking about, we're made of many. We're a team. We're a team as we come together. And there's no non-important part. But the body doesn't function properly as just one entity, one thing. It's the composite of everything else that's here, right? We're a composite of everything. Or we'd look really weird walking as a big hand down the road. We're a composite. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I want to be a hand, I'm not a hand, I'm a foot. I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body, I wish I had his gifts, I wish I could do what he does. Is it not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? Where would be the ears? If everybody was just looking out, looking out, looking out, who would be listening to what the Lord is saying? Who would be listening to that? Who would be helping us hearing the voice of God? If the whole were hearing or a big ear, where would the smell or the nose be? But now God has set the members, and this is awesome. He's the coach. He's coaching us, right? He's mentoring us. He's developing us. He's growing us. And it says, God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as He pleased. I want you right there. Ah, yes, I like you right there. You know, a lot of people are drafted to be certain things. I know quarterbacks drafted to be quarterback, but they didn't end up being a quarterback. They end up being a wide receiver. Or a defensive tackle. He's thinking he's going to be a defensive tackle in the pros, and he ends up being an offensive guard. They move you around. They say, you know, this is probably a better... I know that's what you've liked. I know that's what you've done. But you know that there's more potential inside of you. If I can move you around and place you where it pleases me. When God moves you around some, and He's asking you to experiment something else or be involved somehow in a different aspect of ministry or something, then understand that God is the coach. He's trying to bring out the best of who you are. So that the best, your best talents can be utilized and developed and grown. God is the coach, and He has set all of us into the positions that He wants us to play. Do you know what your position is? What position are you playing? And you can't say, well, I'm guarding the water jug. No. I'm at the end of the bench. No. There's a position for you, not on the sideline, out there in the game. Get in the game. Get in the game. He's got something for you. Oh, no. I'm just not that kind of person. No. There's a game out there that He wants you to play. There's something more that He's trying to develop and grow out of you and into you and through you. Standing on the sidelines watching the game isn't quite as thrilling as being in there. You don't get a huge adrenaline rush when you're just sitting on the sidelines. But when you're out there and the ball's hiked to you, or you know your number has been called, or the play's going to go to you, there is an absolute adrenaline rush. I know when I was playing defense at the University of Idaho, when they'd call your stunt, you were going to stunt around like this and you had a chance to sock the quarterback. Oh my gosh, you were just, I could hardly wait for them to hike the ball. Ready to go. My play's been called, and I'm just so excited. An adrenaline rush. It's exciting. It's fun. You know, but sometimes some of us have gotten injured in the game, right? You get injured, and so you get on an injured reserve list, and they try to get you healthy. I understand that a lot of us in churches, in relationships, with people, everywhere, hurts happen. That's just a part of life. But God never intended us to play out the rest of our career on the injured reserve list. Oh, I'm just injured. I'm on the sideline. What are you doing about that? I'm doing nothing. I'm just here on the side. I'm part of the team, but I'm just on the side. No. You need to get some therapy. You need to get some work. You need to have the trainers look at that. You need to get you back into the game. The goal isn't to keep you alive on the side. It's to get you healthy to get you back in the game. We need to be healthy Christians who are realizing and recognizing our hurts, but moving through those hurts. That's why I love Mirror Class so much. It's absolutely phenomenal. There were 50-some kids that were up there. It was absolutely great. They weren't all just kids. Well, no, they were. Even I call the older people kids, so that's a compliment. We're hurt. We're hurting. The enemy tries to get us to hurt so that we will stop, that we'll stay out of the game and make excuses why I'll never go back in there again, instead of going, hey, take me up, coach, and put me back in. I think sometimes, God, I'm really hurt, but fix me up, Lord. Heal my hurting soul, my hurting heart. Put me back in and not let me stop. I think the amazing thing about Jesus Christ is after all the insults hurled at Him and all that happened, He never quit moving toward you. We all have a reason why we can quit. But God's given us an anointing why we can continue. We can keep moving. Allow the hurts to be healed. I have a lot of scars. I have this big scar here from hitting a guy's face mask, and it bled all over the place, and it was fun. Ah. If it was still bleeding today, you'd be going, dude, what happened? I did that 30-some years ago. And it's still bleeding? No. We need to get healed. There'll be scars, but the scar gives me a story. Guess what happened here?
while he was about 7'7", weighed 398 pounds, boom, on his back, made the tackle. It was great.
That gives you stories about what happened. Scars are stories of the healings Jesus Christ has provided in our life because he's so powerful, and that blood changes us. The blood poured out at Calvary. You know, if you're in the game on the winning Super Bowl team, the following people receive Super Bowl rings. Everyone on the active roster, the coaching staff, the entire front office and ownership, the cheerleaders a lot of times will get it. Those on injured reserve, because we do get hurt and we get back into the game. All those on the practice squad, everyone is needed to do their part to contribute and win. And the reward is huge. They get a ring. It's awesome. 2015, the Patriots ring. You know what the Patriots ring cost, this ring up here? Do you know what it cost in 2015? $36,500 each. $36,500 each. Anybody like a ring? You don't get them for doing nothing. You don't get them for doing nothing. You get them for being on the battlefield and fighting hard and advancing the kingdom of God. Get back up. Get in the game. Get in the game. I know you've been sidelined. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been bruised. I know you've been wounded. And sometimes we're just lazy. I've been here for a long time. It feels good here. But God is saying, get in the game. I've got a world I have to change and transform. I got people who are depending on you that need your touch. They need your heart. They need your words. They need your life. And the process, a world gets changed. A community gets changed. A church. We need you. So we can change the lives of people. One person at a time. You know, you have zero impact on the outcome of the game when you're watching it on the couch. Zero. You can rub your lucky sock. It's going to do nothing. You can, if I do this four times, he'll make the field goal. No. He'll probably miss it. You know, if I'm just saying that all of our luck, it doesn't do anything. Nothing. If you're not in the game, you have no bearing on how to change it. You can't change. Even prayer warriors are in the game, right? They're in the game. They're part of it. So you have zero impact on the outcome. Oh, I'm critical of that, you know. This is my second point. It's hard to be a complainer, a critical, when you are actively involved on the team. Armchair quarterback, well, you know, what I would have done, if I were
the quarterback,
you would have been cream, let me tell you right now.
I would have got my belly over the goal line.
I'm just saying that we all have these ideas about, you know, if I were that person, I could have. All these great ideas. But if you're not in the game, none of them are going to get implemented. Nothing happens. You can always be critical of somebody. But I'll tell you, when you're in the game, you're not critical. Instead of being a critical person, you're a person who's a contributing person. I would much rather be a contributing person than a critical person or a complaining person. How many people love complaining people? Go, hey, come on over. Can you come over to my house, please? I'm just excited. Can you complain for a couple hours? I just want to hear you. Oh, man, you're the best complainer I've ever seen, man. You just really get it. You started to cry and snot comes out. And you're pointing fingers at everybody. And it's just, you. Can I take a video? I want to share this on Instagram. Amazing. Nobody wants that person, do they? Okay, nobody wants that person. Let me give you some thoughts. Don't be that person. Nobody wants you there.
Hey guys, what happened to me? They kicked me over here.
Okay. Well, do something. Do something. Get it resolved. Get it right. Move. Do. Quit complaining. Get in the game. Get in the game. Why do we join a team? Why do we join a team? Because you have a place where you belong. I think Pastor Dan talked about this last time. There's a place where you belong. A place where you belong. A place where you can bless people and a place where you can be blessed by people.
Oh, people, I don't like people.
Okay, listen. If you don't like people, you don't want to go there to heaven. Because it's going to be full of people. So if you really don't like people, there is another choice, but I don't recommend it. Everybody thinks, you know, there's always that joke about, oh, down there, all my friends will be there, we're having a great time. I don't think it's a great time.
I think we're going, hey, man, it's hottest down here. Hand me another.
There's nothing to hand you. There's nothing to enjoy. And I don't even know what relationship you even have. I don't even know if you're going to be talking to anybody. I'm just saying, people are going to be in heaven. Relationships are going to be in heaven. Dialogue, talking, relating. It's going to be in heaven. It's a heavenly principle. Get used to it, folks, down here. We need to be involved, out of our shell, moving into people's lives, caring about them, loving them, bringing them into the kingdom of God. Instead of worried about how can I make it with the least amount of effort expended in my life. On your tombstone, he was born, he died. Wow. I want to go, he was born, and he died. I want to go out with a bang, man. I want to just go out something spectacular. I was Philly, just died. I just want to do something, you know. I was looking, we're online talking to some of the folks from Nigeria, and there's a church in Nigeria that is the building space. You can go online and look at it. The building space is over a mile. By a mile, and all of that is full of space. One big, huge building after another with no sidewalls, because they don't need it there. No sidewalls. And there's over 1 million people that will come to that service. I'm just going. And literally, you drive, and they drive in for a mile and another mile, 3 kilometers. It's crazy. I'm just saying, man, that guy's going out with a bang. That guy, the pastor there gets, what did you do? Oh, not much. There were just a couple million that we reached out to. And Phil, what did you do? Next. I mean, just, if that's not much, then, let's get a place where we belong. We can have some impact and help people, you know? Number two. Because you have something to contribute. Why get in the game? Why get in the game? Because you have something to contribute. 1 Corinthians 12:20-23. But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. A lot of us make up one. A lot of us make up one. A lot of us make up... Good. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you! Because who's going to pick up the stuff?
Hey, see that down there? The mouth just told me it wants something. Pick that up and put it in it. No. I don't want them. No, I said pick it up. Brain, tell them.
No, I mean, it's just everybody's working together here, right? Yeah, yeah. I have no need of you. Nor again, the head to the feet. I have no need of you. I mean, how are we going to get move along anywhere? I'd like to go over there. Sorry, the feet said no. Not much, rather. Those members of the body which seem to be weaker. Oh, I'm nothing. I'm weaker. I'm insignificant. Look what the Bible says. To be weaker are necessary. You're necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. Get in the game. Do something. Move your Christianity along. Help somebody else out. Help advance the kingdom of God. We're not a one-man show around here. One member doesn't win the game, does he? Also, one member doesn't lose the game. Can you imagine? I need a couple of people to come up here. I need a... come on up. Yeah, come on up. Just come on up here. Anybody else? Come on up here. A couple of folks. Come on up. Somebody. I was giving $100 to each person, but I guess I'm not. All right. Come on up, Josh. Come here. Come on. Hurry. Get up here. Hurry. Bring... Hey. Bring your date.
Come on, Taylor.
1st rule, when you're doing something, go, hey, how would you like to go with me? We're going to go do this thing. What do you say? It's just kind of being polite.
Okay, so just, oh, I'll go there. You just kind of, hey, would you like to go with me? We're going to go over there. All right, here we go. All right. Well, I get you. You'll be my blocker right here. All right, you get on the other side. This is my line right here. Okay, you're my receiver over here. Okay, get over there. And you guys are coming at me. Okay, go out for a pass. Just let them go. All right? Okay. So I'm going to throw it to him, right? Now the reason we can do that, because I have a person who will catch the ball. If we're sitting here, stand right here. Don't move. Hike, hike, hike. Hike. Hike! I got a great pass again, but to nobody. To nobody. From somebody to nobody. Nothing happened there, right? Why? Because he's not doing his stuff. Oh, we don't need everybody. Yeah, we do need everybody. We need everybody. If you don't do your part, we can't. And you can you imagine? Oh, all we need is a quarterback. All we need is a quarterback. If these two people are gone, hike! What do these guys do? Rush me. Rush me. Ah! All right? We're hoping to do to Brady today, all right? We're hoping to do that to Brady. If you got all these people coming at you, is she very important? Absolutely. She could take him out. Actually, I think she wants you to take her out. But and no, just hold it right here. Hold it right here. I'm saying that you don't think they're very important? Absolutely. Well, why is it? I mean, something's better than nothing here, right? When I say hike. So what I'm saying is these people are important. Everybody is important in the game. We need everybody. It's not a one-man show. It's not the quarterback against all of the defense over there. That would be ludicrous, wouldn't it? We need everybody. Everybody needs to get in the game. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Love you, buddy. Bless you, guys. Bless you, bless you, bless you. We need everybody. We need everybody in the game. You need to get in the game. All right, who else can catch out there? Oh, not. Oh. Nicely done. Nicely done. You have something to contribute. Do it. The church, we got offense and people are going out there. We got defenses. People are trying to help and intercessors and ushers and all that. We got special teams who are doing certain things and chores and serving lattes and greeting people. And there's all sorts of things that happen in this team. We need everybody. Offense, defense, special teams. We need all of the coaches. We need everybody involved in this game. And as we do, more people are impacted. More people are changed. We win more for the kingdom of God. Can you imagine for a second if one part of the team, like, didn't show up, just didn't show up to be do what they were supposed to do? We'd be severely disabled. What if the sound people today decided to sleep in and didn't show up?
Well, at least we have all the lights on around. Nobody. Well, at least, you know what? At least we have clean bathrooms because we had people coming on chores. They've done all the bathrooms.
Yeah! Let me know. Is there any more TP?
Isn't it interesting how important a little thing is when it's missing? Ever sat there? Ooh, the toilet paper is missing. That insignificant thing became very, very important to you, right? Very important to you. You may feel like the part you play is small, but small things add up to make a big impact. Small things add up to make a big impact. Why join the team? Get in the game? Because you cause growth in the team. Ephesians 4:16, for whom the whole body joined and knit together, by which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working by which every part does its share. When you grew up in the family, do you remember when all of a sudden the little kids couldn't do as much as you and you were going, wait till you grow up. I'm having to do my stuff and your stuff. And then you grow a little older and you're kind of glad. You know, you're glad. Glad to have more. Glad to have people helping. All adds up. Every part does its share. Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Fourthly, why get in the game? Get on a team? Because it expresses gratitude for what Jesus has done for you. How do you let Jesus know how thankful you are to Him for what He's done, how He saved you and all He's done? Get in the game and help somebody else. Help somebody else. Add value to somebody else's life. Get in the game. Number five, because it shifts your focus off of you and onto others. You know what? When you're just concerned about you all the time, you're not really the best of person. What do you care about? You, 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 you. It's all about me. Instead, when you live life for other people's, I'm living for people's. You live for other people. You know what? Life is more worth living. To see somebody else's face brighten up because of something you've done. On the missions, on this trip to, we were in Omaha this last week at a RCMA conference. We got to serve in Omaha at Open Door Mission, and we got to put food and stuff together for all these people who are homeless and need help and need a helping hand and trying to get off drugs and all sorts of things. And so our team was down there, and we got to help them do that. It was absolutely incredible. It felt good. It felt good to do something like that. You know, you get to contribute. Even when nobody knows. You know, the other thing was fun too. I got to do the devotional for everybody in the morning, and I did this one devotion. I don't remember the little Russian doll one. I talked about investigating 21:8, and you need to investigate God's wonders because we usually worry about His wonders and investigate His wonders. Talked about the burning bush as we did here. And I said, investigate His word, and I did that little Russian doll thing and talked about how it's bigger and bigger, and there's more and more inside. And it was so cool because I got the best compliment I've ever received, I think I felt, from someone. This African-American woman, she's about, 70, really nice looking, very well-dressed and put together. She walks up to me afterward and she looked at me and she grabbed onto my coat there and she goes, "That was delicious." I told her, I said, "Oh my gosh, ma'am, that's the best compliment I have ever received in my life. Thank you so much for that." Oh gosh, it was just so much fun. But it's fun to give away. Give away, give away, give away, give away, give away. Does it cost? Yeah. But a little devotional, man. I was staying up at night, the night before, and early in the morning, and praying, and all of that. It takes time out of your life, but you know what? You're going to bless somebody. Somebody says to you, "That was delicious." Man. He was born, his life was delicious. I would like that on my tombstone. I want that. He was delicious. Gosh, how cool, man. Give away, give away, give away. Get it off yourself and onto somebody else. Jesus lived like that. What does joining the team look like? You show up. Come. You own up. Take ownership in what you do and grow in it. You practice up. You do it. You step up. Step up. Sometimes you need to shut up. But anyway, there's stuff happens. It's going to take some energy and effort out of you to do that. But we make all sorts of rational explanations for not serving, not getting involved. I don't have the time. I don't know what I would do. I don't have any special skills to contribute. Man, I was on vehicle maintenance crew when I first came to the church here. I was on a custodial crew. But vehicle maintenance crew. And I learned so much about putting my own car together and changing the brakes and the rotors and all this stuff. I saved so much money doing that. And I didn't have the skills, but then I acquired the skills there. And all of a sudden it rounded out my life and helped me help other people. The other thing is that we say, they don't need me. All of these things are not true. All four of these things are not true. There will always be a good reason not to do. God, give me the resolve to do. Give me the resolve to do. Give your life away. Give your life away. It wasn't meant to see how much you could absorb on yourself. It was meant that you could give and give away. You could receive and give away. But the Lord, He doesn't call the equipped, He equips the called. I don't have much. I'll tell you what, when I became the senior pastor here, I didn't have that much. When I became the campus minister here, I didn't even know what I was doing. I was afraid of my own shadow. I thought maybe I saved that guy because it was my first salvation was my own shadow. It's scary. It's tough. I didn't have anything. But God begins to equip you. We think, well, as soon as I'm equipped, the Lord doesn't call the equipped. But He equips the called. When He calls you into something, He's going to equip you. He's going to give you stuff that you need in order to accomplish His plan and His purpose for your life. Think about Moses. How was he when God called him? I don't speak too good. Aren't God too good English? Oh, I don't need that. I don't need your English. Of course, it's probably Hebrew. Oh, huna ulaba. That's ain't got good Hebrew in Hebrew. Think about him. And now he's this leader and speaker and miracle worker and all of that. He wasn't equipped. He was called. And as he was called, God equipped him. Or think about David. He's the youngest guy, man. He's the most insignificant in his whole family. He defeats the giant. Paul, he's killing Christians, man. He hates them all. And all of a sudden, God changes him 180 degrees. We're all the same story. You're going one way and God moved you in another. I'm just saying there's more. There's more. God wants to bring it out of you. He wants to bring it out of you. He wants to bring it out of you. He's calling it out of you. Deep calls to deep. He's bringing it out. He wants to equip you. He's called you. He wants to equip you. God doesn't just want to work through you. He wants to work in you. He doesn't want to just use you. He wants to change you in the process. And as we do, it'll be amazing. I'm going to kind of bring this to a close with a couple of thoughts. We were in Omaha, as I said, in Nebraska, and we also got to visit, we took some time, we took a late flight out, and we went to Boys Town. Boys Town is a city of 400 plus kids, just wayward kids, tough kids. If you saw the story, what was it called? What was the show called? Tom? Is Tom Weaver here? Okay, when Tom comes back in, everybody look, point at him and say, where were you? What was it called? Well, is that what the movie was called too? Spencer Tracy and Mickey Rooney? Where were you? Hey, give him some toilet paper. Father Flanagan. What's the name of the show? Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you came back. You're awesome, man. I just teased you. Next time he's gonna harass me too. A city, 400 kids. 400 kids are in it. They have it's their own city. It's a mile by a mile. All the kids. It's its own town. It has its own post office box, own fire department, own police department. Its own mayor. Sometimes some of the kids are the mayor. Of course, they got a lot of kids voting for them. I mean, that's what it is. They have family homes. 6 or 7 or 8 kids are in these really nice homes so they can learn family environment in there. And they all have chores and stuff to do and an opportunity to grow up and have people that love them. And we saw the world's largest ball of stamps. I mean, it was incredible. That is... The ball is a relic from a time when people had more hobbies and less entertainment. It's 32 inches in diameter. It weighs about 600 pounds. And all these kids, 4,655,000 canceled stamps that they put there. These kids took a golf ball and just started putting stamps around it. And it took them 2 years and then they stopped. It was back in 1953. This other thing is this statue that we saw was a picture of a boy carrying another boy. That's an older boy carrying a younger boy. And it was very moving. Back in 1918, a boy named Howard Loomis was abandoned by his mother at Father Flanagan's home for boys. He was the priest that started it, which had opened just a year earlier. Howard had polio and wore heavy leg braces. Walking was difficult for him. especially when he had to go up or down steps. Soon, several of the home's older boys were carrying Howard up and down the stairs. One day, Father Flanagan asked Reuben Granger, one of those older boys, if carrying Howard was hard. And Reuben replied, "He ain't heavy, Father. He's my brother. He ain't heavy. He's my brother." You know, that's what Christianity is all about, is it not? "He ain't heavy" is relevant beyond Boys Town. At some point in our lives, most of us have needed someone to carry us when we've needed a lift up. At some point, probably, we've carried somebody else when they needed a hand up. We're human. We stumble. We need each other. We need someone to help us when we do. Not important? That little boy, that older boy, was sure important to that kid. Who are you important to in the kingdom of God? I just want to show this story here, if you can, this video. You have to read fast.
Every day there's a miracle here at Boys Town, and I witnessed one myself. She was walking down the lunchroom, and she was trying to hold her tray. And all the kids were eating and talking and goofing around, and she was walking down wobbly with her tray, and she tripped, and the tray flew. Now, any place else, it would have been laughter and making fun. There wasn't a peep. They looked at her and they jumped up. 20 kids jumped up, cleaned up her mess, helped her up. They all just felt for her. They knew what it was like to be humiliated. And they felt for her. And to me, that's a miracle.
Different personality perspectives, I feel like, all make us a family.
She's my sister, you know what I mean? Basically, we gotta look out for one another.
100th year anniversary this year. Who's lifted you, it ends with? Who's lifted you? May I ask one more important question? Who are you going to lift? Who are you going to carry? What part will you play in seeing the kindness of God and His kingdom enlarged and advanced in the earth today? What brother will you lift? What ministry will you do? Be a part. Get in the game. Don't be on the sidelines. Get in the game with some amazing people. I'll tell you this. It's an honor for Carrie and I to serve in this game, in this locale, on this team, with all of you. We have been so blessed. Might I encourage you to join the team here at Living Faith Fellowship? Help lift the burden and carry the load? Look at this video. Well, can you be one?
Here at Living Faith, there are so many opportunities to get involved and help out. If you're looking for a place to start, family chores is a great way to get involved. All of us are part of this church family, and we have the awesome opportunity to serve and work together in order to fulfill God's commission on our lives. Here's the deal. Without service, church couldn't work. God uses service to build this body and get things done. It's service that makes all of this happen. What's beautiful is that service is one of the primary ways that God's will hits the road and changes your life as well as the lives of those around you. God made us to give. And when we give out, we receive joy, deep friendships, contentment, and life. Just know that there's a place here for everyone, and not just at family chores. There are so many areas of service that need your help. God has a place here for you. And if you haven't started serving, take the step. God made each of us unique, each of us a vital part of this church. You have something to give that no one else can. So I encourage you, come. serve. Because the only thing that's missing here is you.
Thank you, Adam. Adam Rushall does those videos for us. He does a great job. I sure appreciate him. And you know, we got family chores. We need everybody on family chores. That's at least one area you could get involved in around here. Come when your alphabet letter is up. And be a part. And if you miss it, come another day then. Be a part here. We all need everybody. I mean, you know, honestly, when you go in the restroom, there's no toilet paper. Darn. Or if you came here and there's a bunch of crud all over the place and the place wasn't vacuumed up or the grounds wasn't kept or you didn't have a coffee when you came through or a latte or an ice cream bar or there's just, or an usher to help out or something to turn the lights on or the sound guy. There's just so many areas you can get involved or in our community and helping out in so many areas where we're giving out. Get involved. Get on the team. Get in the game. Get in the game. So I want to give you some opportunities here. As I call out the leader's name, I want them to come down. They're going to come down with a clipboard. And they got a little pennant. Kind of, they're going to hold up so you know who they are. I want you to meet these team leaders of a bunch of teams that make up what we are here at Living Faith Fellowship. And this isn't even all of them, but I find one you'd like to get involved in. And maybe you're going, oh, I don't know if I can serve every week. Great, can you serve once a month? What can you do? We'll make it happen for you. Just let us know you're interested in there. You want to help. You want to do something. You want to carry the load. And we'll make it work out for you. So first of all, there's Team Broadcast with Adam Ratliff. All that we do on air or on the internet. Stuff like that. If that's your gifting, you want to learn that thing, come over here with Adam. Maybe it's Team Children's Ministry with Melissa Wilson. If you want to help us out with children's church or nurseries or youth groups, or you love kids, I'll tell you what, these people, she loves kids and she's got an amazing heart for them. Get involved. Come. Help us out. We need you. Do you know we need 100 volunteers to run our children's ministries in a month? 100 volunteers for the people in the church. It's crazy. Team Church Transportation with Hazel Garcia. Hey, we want people to come to church. Well, we got to get them there. We got to give them transportation so they can make it here. How about Team Coffee Service with Janet Jewett? You know, when you come through the door, there's a nice smile and you know, I'm so thankful. We talked about last week where Janet was attempting to take her life, was going to do it, and somebody stepped into the gap, and all of a sudden she's here and she's serving and she's giving away and she's smiling and she's letting people know that, hey, God has a place for you and she wants to warm your heart with a nice warm cup of coffee. Get on the crew. Get on the crew. Maybe it's Team Community Service with Mary Baldridge. We do things like Meals on Wheels, Pajama Crew. We make over 300 or 400 pairs of pajamas in the year to give out to needy people. They do that throughout the whole year. Family Promise. We house families that are kind of on the down and low. They've had some trouble and all that. So we put up a room and we feed them and we give them a place to stay and we just let them know that we care about them and we love them and we know that it's a tough time right now, but we've all had a tough time somewhere. We want to help carry the load for a moment. Maybe it's Team Evangelism, Team Evangelism with Pastor Joe. Maybe you want to help other people come to know Christ, or maybe you're worried about how do you do that, and you can learn. He'll help you with that. Or maybe it's Team Digital Media with Cheryl Mitchell. She's awesome. She's done stuff with graphic design or social media or something on the web. If those are things that you like to do or want to learn about, get on her crew. Get on her team. Maybe it's Team Greeters with Trent Getz. The people that smile at you when you come through the door. Open up the door. Smile. Care about you. Think that you're awesome. Glad that you're here. Look at what he's doing. He's greeting everybody as he comes down. He's always a greeter. He's not just on. Got a great smile too. Great friend, I'll tell you that. How about Team Ground Level Cafe with Dana Delgado? I mean, all the fun stuff that's all over there after the services you can do. We just need people to help out over there. How about Team Interior Decorating with Tara Dyke? If you like to just see things a little bit different and all that, hey, we need people to help us out on all the decorating stuff. How about Team IT support with Dean Gunther? If you like to play with computers, God bless you. They seem to play with me, as what happens with me on those computers. But if that's your gifting or that's your niche, help us out. Help us out in that. We can use you. Maybe just, if it's once a month, I think they meet weekly, but help us out. How about team lighting with Creighton Vance? If you want to mess up the lighting or make it different or change the colors or all the stuff that we're doing, we need people involved in lighting on Sunday and Wednesday. Or maybe it's team prison ministry with Thomas Lawford. We go down to Cottonwood monthly, and reach out to those prisoners down there. They need help. They need encouragement. You can do that. How about Team Shiloh Bookstore with Patty Gropp? All the stuff that we have in the bookstore over there that we can get. Hey, we need some people to help us in doing that. How about Team Sound with Adam Rushhold? All the stuff that we're doing, either on the floor or up there mixing or involved in making sure that all the sound, you know, nobody appreciates the sound until it goes bad. Then everybody goes, well, what's going on? Maybe it's Team Ushers with Jim Boyer. Yeah. Thanks to Jim, man. He's been serving on this for so very, very long. All of our security and all of our making sure that everything's taken care of and making sure that your kids, when you send them back into the bathroom on your own, that we got somebody usually watching to make sure that nobody takes them out. You should make sure that when you do send them, that you should go with them. But you know what? We watch all that. We're watching your kids when they're going. We're making sure that they're staying in there and that nobody's taking a kid out the building. Huh? What? No, not when they're going to the bathroom. No, you know what I'm saying? We're caring about you. We want to make sure that they're safe. We care that the kids are safe. Crazy guy over here. Thank you for helping me to clarify, though. Team Vehicle Maintenance, Pat Allen, man. I tell you, awesome. We've got a lot of rigs that we got to maintain, and you can learn a bunch of stuff in the process. How about Team Video Projection with Lily Sherman? All the stuff that we put on up here. Maybe you want to help out with that because you're good with computers and stuff there. Or maybe it's Team Worship Ministry with Curtis Troll, singing, music, all that we do to put it on. Can I encourage you, please come down to these people. Come down and sign up somewhere. Pick one. Pick a couple if you want. But do something. Do something. Get involved. We need you. We really need you. You're not unimportant. You're very important to us. We need you on a spot. And hopefully in that spot, you'll grow with people and enjoy the relationship and grow in understanding and wisdom and give some of the wisdom you have away. And we're all going to grow in the process. But you're not insignificant. You're not needed. We need you. We need your help. Help us out. And there's so many more. If these didn't hit you, come and talk to me. I'll get you on something. We got about 50 of them. Please come down. Join a team. How? By signing up. They got a clipboard. They'll get a hold of you. Let you know what it entails. What's going on. Let's advance the kingdom of God. Don't just be a spectator. Don't just attend church. Get in the game. Be a vital part. Make a difference. Carry the load. It ain't heavy. They're your brothers. They're your sisters. And they need you. Love you guys. God bless. Enjoy the game. You're dismissed. Please come and sign up. Come and sign up. Come and sign up.